Welcome back, everyone. In this last episode of the series Learning Together with the authors of the Green Com Framework, so we have dived into a lot of elements, both for the competence area side, but also considering all the competencies. In this episode, I would like to conclude our discussion on embodied sustainability values together with Guia Bianchi, one of the authors of the Green Com Framework and researcher at the Joint Research Center of the European Commission. Following the previous episodes, when we considered embodied sustainability values as a competence area and valuing sustainability and promoting nature as two competences of this area, I would like now to dive into the last competence that we were missing previously. So basically supporting fairness. And I would like to ask you, Guia, could you explain what it entails? What are its characteristics?
No, thanks, Valeria. No, indeed, I mean, supporting fairness, it's okay. Every time I talk about a competence, I say that it's really important. All the competencies are really important, and every competence is my favorite one according to the day, but or the audience I talk to, you know. But okay, this is very important, especially because it's linked to collective action. And indeed, as I was saying before, supporting fairness, it's this idea that it's not only about, you know, protecting the planet or allowing the planet not to end for the future generations, but it's also taking care of those that are living at the same time as us, you know. So it's this broader, let's say, systematic approach, but it's also, you know, you need to be fair to your peers in your classroom. So how can you foster collective action if you're not being empathetic to your empathetic, but also indeed collaborative, open to understand other people where they're coming from. So indeed, it's a competence that it's relevant for sustainability, but it's also relevant to activate, for example, the action competencies. So again, and I'm very sorry because I keep on repeating this, but all the competencies in the end are very much linked. So we can say that you cannot have, for sustainability, you cannot have system thinking without the idea of promoting nature, or you cannot really project alternative futures. Of course, you can. But if your end goal is to respect the planet, respect neighbors, peers, your co-workers, for example, your peers in the classroom, you can define alternative futures, but they're not going to be the sustainable ones. So you can see how everything is connected. No, you need values thinking, valuing sustainability in order to plan. You need supporting fairness in order to, you know, act, but not doing it alone. No, also because indeed in this framework we really wanted to avoid putting much pressure, putting even more pressure on the individual. It's not about you not using a plastic bottle. It's about having the political agency, to ask your dean, your director to provide facilities for a water fountain. I mean, I'm just providing basic examples, but it's going a little bit beyond that, of course, to the extent possible. So this was a bit the idea.
Thank you so much. I don't think that underlining the importance and interlinks so much are like I do it as well in the community, and I think it's still very important. I remember that in the latest cafe with Ulrike, we were talking actually about systemic thinking, and we had a really good discussion around it, especially how to can we develop it. And when we were talking about it, I was also thinking that when you do apply like different methodologies to develop it, or like you develop it. We mentioned, for example, system flows or games that could like lead one action leads to many others. But while you play that, in any case, you are also developing other competencies in like related to sustainability, because you need to think, you're not just thinking about, okay, now I have to think about the entire system. No, I'm thinking about the entire system in specific terms. And this is linked to the entire report in a way. So, I mean, I completely agree on underlining this as much as possible. And thank you so much. So
this was all for this episode. And I would like to thank you to you, Guya, for your insights, and to for the audience to listen to this episode. As I was mentioning already, for further information, please check the digital version of the GreenCom framework that is on Education for Climate Coalition, and specifically in the GreenCom community. I would also like to invite you to listen to the previous episodes to have more information around each competence or competency area of the GreenCom framework. Thank you again, and bye-bye.